got a test.
So, I watched the complete Love Island again because yesterday I went to a watch party at the villa. A lot of places are having watch parties since last season, so everybody can watch Love Island. A lot of cheering with certain parts, a lot of anger at other parts. So I couldn't really hear everything, and I couldn't. And you're having conversations with others, so you're not really completely paying attention. I finally watched the episode. I'm gonna first start with Beatrice because that's the part that I am so mad and sad about right now. And yes, I didn't do my intro, like I didn't do it the other time. So here's the thing. This is how I voted. The one couple that everybody across the board got right was pairing Kenzie with Caleb. Good job overall with that. Sin, as I know a lot of people call him Sin because he's just playing girls cup in totally. He needs to be sent home like yesterday. He should have been sent home, not Beatrice. And the one that I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? This is Love Island. I'm still not happy with you guys. Because I'm a forgiving person, I will forgive, but I'm not forgetting. This is Love Island. We're supposed to keep people with connections. Beatrice and Gabrielle had a connection. And you saw that at the end. And I hope you guys feel bad for what you guys did. Because I didn't vote Jen to be with Gabrielle. I voted Jen to be with Corbin. I would have understood. Because if you guys picked Jen with Zach, because they're both Swifties and they're both directors, so they have those stuff in common, that would have made sense to me if you guys wanted to be messy like that. But to split up my girl Beatrice with Gabriel, that made no sense. You guys being messy for no reason. You guys being mean for no reason. You guys, that was just disrespectful. You guys pissed me off for doing that. Pissed me off. That's why this, again, I'm not doing my intro on this because I'm still upset about it. Like, what? No, that is not okay. Gabrielle, like he said, like in his intro, English is his third language, so it's very hard to translate some words like in Portuguese / Spanish and make them to English. And that was a big barrier in general. And I feel like, I know some people are going to be mad about this, but they should have just let Beatrice and Gabriel just speak in Spanish completely and it's just subtitle it. Like, give you subtitles and let them talk like that. Because then I believe we would have understood Gabriel more. You would have saw the connection more. Etc. Etc. But no, they had to make him speak English, and he probably doesn't know the correct words in English to use to say to Beatrice or anyone else, but especially Beatrice. So that's one thing. All right. As a girl with a physical disability. Like I said in the intro to the cast, my physical disability is my left side is weaker than my right. Beatrice had one leg missing, so she has an amputated leg. That's her disability. And with people with disability, it's harder for us to date. It's harder for us in general, people treated us differently. People want to act like we can't do anything. Treat us with special treatment. Like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Let me help you with this, let me help you with that. Well, we can do it. I know she has experienced it. I have experienced it multiple times. For example, I remember going to Halloween Horror Nights and someone in the group was like, she can't do this because of her disability, or you should slow down because of her disability. I walk really quickly. I'm a really fast walker. We should have like this because, no, I can do anything you do. I don't need special treatment. I don't need to take the elevator if I don't want to. Like, I've been to concerts. Okay, guys? I've been to concerts. And I came to the level with no issue. Yeah, I have a one, but I went with wearing flashes. I went up and down the stairs with no problem. At the end of the day, I had a worker being like, there's an elevator right there, you can take it. I'm like, I'm good. They're like, you sure? No, I'm good. And then I've had also went to concerts and they're like, no, take the elevator. And I'm like, I don't need the elevator. That's what I mean. Like, I'm capable of doing the same thing as you. If I have to, if there's no lift, there's no anything, and I have to go down or up whatever amount of stairs, I can do it. If I need help, I will tell you I need help. Don't just do it because you think I cannot do it. And this is the part, there was one part of the episode, and I took a screenshot of it, and this part is what made me cry, is when, I'm going to start with this part first, and then I will get to the whole Spanish part in a second, was when Beatrice was telling Gabriela, and this was all in English, and I'm gonna go how I said it in my brain. Gracias, or for me, is bestie. Thank you for treating me like a normal person. I will repeat this to anyone in the back if you ever date someone with a disability. Beatrice said, thank you for treating me like a normal person. Anyone with a disability, they want to be treated like a normal person. Not like, oh, let me baby you, you can't do this. No, treat me how you would treat someone that didn't have a disability. And that's what made me cry. And that's what made me be like, yeah, they have a true connection. Because he didn't baby her. He, like, there was like this one moment, like, Gabrielle accidentally kicked Beatrice's leg. And it was her amputated leg. And she was like, it's fine, I can't feel it anyway. He treated her like a normal person. That's how we want to be treated. Like normal people. Not special treatment. Not anything like that. And I love the part when they were having a whole conversation. And it was all in Spanish. I love that. I wanted more of that. I feel so bad for Gabriel. He was crying. You could tell that he had genuine emotion and feelings for Beatrice, and it was upset that she was leaving. But again, it is also too early for him to be like, yeah, I'm gonna leave. Like, it's just we two. And I doubt that they would let him leave. We two. Right. But you saw that emotion, that like big emotion, that he was distraught, he was sad and everything like that. And for I don't know what reason, you guys decided to pair him with Jen was not okay at all. They had a true connection, and this is Love Island. That was the point. to find the true connection. And it's what was the point of voting Beatrice off? She was a good person overall. Her connection with Gabe was good. They were getting deeper and deeper. She was honest. She was straightforward. There was no reason to pair her with Jen. There was no reason to pair Gabrielle with Jen at all. So that overall made me upset. I was like, you guys have voted Gabrielle with Jen. You guys are messed up. You are guys terrible people, and I'm not gonna forget that. That's terrible. It's less like last season when you were voting off everybody that had actually what the name of the game of the show is, Love Island, had connections. You're supposed to keep the people with connections. You're supposed to get rid of the people without connections. And for you to like do that, I think Gabrielle and Jen, Gabrielle, whatever, they're not going, in my opinion, last long, because they don't have that foundation. And also, Gabrielle, he was like, I could be myself with Beatrice. Beatrice said the same thing about Gabrielle. I was able to open up. I was able to this, that. Yeah, they put my walls down. They made a great connection. I was rooting for them. I wanted them, even through the trials and tribulations that Love Island was going to put them through. I wanted, for me, I wanted them to go to the end. That's what I wanted. And for you guys, again, to do that, to separate them, for what? That was just rude. That was messy. That didn't make no stinking sense. And Beatrice, I wasn't part of the vote that got you voted off. I'm mad. Still mad. I sound less mad than I did after my first reaction, because I have my sons who are dogs. I got a breath. I got to breathe. And I got to also watch everything that happened and react. And I saw the Beatrice and Gabe moment, so I got to relax and everything like that, so that helped me. But like overall, none of this me, that shouldn't happen. That should not happen at all. No. Beatrice should have been sent home. And it's very interesting that the bottom two women were both Latinas. Like, what? Huh? And talk about the end. Why the hell? I don't care if it was one guy, two girls, one girl, two guys. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't think a man should decide who stayed home or who doesn't. He picks who he want to couple up with. No. I feel like the Islanders should have picked. Okay? I think the Islanders should have picked, or it should have been, that should have been the end of the episode, and we pick who stays or who goes, or we can do a vote for that, or they could couple up with something. I don't care. I just didn't like how Corbin, out of everybody, it was the one that had to pick which girl stayed or not. I didn't like that. I didn't like that shit. I did not. Okay. So let's go back a little bit. I want to see what order, because I did write some of these down. Okay. I'm going to do one topic. The pie game. Because I talked about it a little bit in the last podcast, but again, I didn't hear everything that happened. So, I said my opinion. Oh, I don't get why Sil was crying. I'm like, it's just a game. She was just got pie in the face. The stepping on toes and getting pie. It's not that deep. It's not that serious. And I still think it's not that deep. It's not that serious. But knowing that, finding out later, rewatching it, that they kept pieing her. I don't know what for. Was it for something mean? The guys kept pieing her. Because it was like opposites pie each other. The guys kept pieing her. And I'm like, why are you guys pieing her? She looked very upset. I wonder what she was pied for. And I heard like, oh, Melanie should have been pied more because those questions were more valid for Melanie. But there's something about Soy. The only thing I've seen is resting bitch face on her. Like, I haven't seen her smile, really. I saw a glimpse of a smile when she heard that America picked someone for her. And a little smile when she was talking to Sincere a little bit when he was trying to cheer her up. But other than that, she just has resting bitch face. And I'm like, can something make you smile or something? Or giggle or something? Because I've seen more emotion with Jen than I have with Soy. I know she lost her father. My condolences for you. But, like, I need, like, more emotion from you, Soy. But I am sorry that the boys kept picking you for things that should have been again, I don't know what the questions are, so I feel bad because you started crying, and that made me feel bad. Like, you're crying. I was like, why are you crying? Like, again. But yeah, don't take the guy's opinion that serious. Guys are assholes. Okay? The guy's opinions do not matter. At all. They don't. Oh, Sincere. Talking about the love triangle. Sincere. Why don't you want Melanie to talk to Soy? So Melanie wanted to talk to Soy to see how she was doing after she was crying. A lot of the girls were checking on Soy because she was crying. Melanie wanted to talk to her and be like, I know this love triangle is terrible. And Sincere was like, no, don't do it. Why? So you don't want your girls talking to each other? See, you keep proving and proving. Like, in the, like, getting to know them challenge, when we found out Sincere is a habitual serial cheater, he's cheated on every relationship. That makes sense that you don't want the two people that you're talking to talk to each other. That makes sense. You are a cheater. You are a liar. You're lying to both of them. You're admitting the truth. You're saying to Melanie that it's the last time. When it's not, you go back and you chat with Soy. Keep lying to her face constantly and constantly. There's a lot of the questions that I was like, no, Sincere should get pied. And Sincere didn't get pied, and I was upset about it. And Sincere, one of them was like, who is pulling along two women? And Sincere got pied. I'm like, yep, that's Sincere. And he was like, I'm not doing that. What are you talking about? Yes, you are. Oh, so you are also delusional, Sincere. You're also delusional. Because yes, you are. You're telling one girl one thing, another girl another thing, and leaving out details. You are being a terrible man. That's why I want you. Just like last year, I wanted you out. Like yesterday. Last year, I wanted Jeremiah out like yesterday. You, I want out yesterday because you treat me like terribly.
Okay, so that's all I want to say about when it comes to sincere. Oh, for this moment, there's another thing in a second. What happened to Maura Higgins?
They said the new After Sun. I didn't write their names. There's two new After Sun hosts. What happened to Maura Higgins? Why is she not the After Sun host anymore? What happened? Is she I know last year she was doing Traders, so she was replaced for a little bit and then came back. What happened this season? Why is Maura Higgins not the host this season? Is she doing another show? I have questions. I want to know. What happened to Maura Higgins? What happened? Why? And I don't know the two new After Sun hosts. Again, I've never seen Summer House. I might start watching Summer House. But, like, I don't know either of those. What made me laugh this episode? Well, we're going to talk about Bryce. Bryce has to leave, too. So does Scorpion. If this is my choice, it would be Sincerely first, then for the obvious reasons of he's a liar, cheater, says one thing and does the other, says one thing and does the other. The next thing is Corbin, because he just wants to kiss people, and then because he doesn't get his way, he's all mad, or like, oh, okay, gets a hissy face. And then next after that is Bryce, because Bryce, all right. Anyway, like what you did to Trinity, that's not okay. Bryce, you and Zach are besties. Why are you gonna pull his girl? Also, Bryce, you know Kata don't like you. Episode 2. Kata went to kiss Zach. And then you're like, can I have one? And Kata was like, not tonight. She doesn't like you. And then the only way you got her to kiss you was if you beat her at a game. So that's how you got the kiss. She did not like you. She did not choose you. She literally was like, I liked when Zach was like, laughing, thought you were joking, because I thought it was a joke too. And when you pulled Kata, she was like, I just like you as a friend. And I was like, yes, you got rejected. Oh, yes, you got rejected. I already knew. Everybody, when I saw it at the watch party, was laughing. We were like, you got rejected. We all knew you were going to get rejected. I'm just surprised that Kata didn't laugh at your face. She just said, oh, I'm sorry. I just had, like, you're the friend. I wanted her to laugh at your face. Personally. Because, dude, you know she don't like you. I don't know why you did that for. You know she don't like you. You know that. You know that. Okay. Melanie. Okay. So since you were after I'm going to say, from the last episode, it was an hour and a half. I'm going to say it was a total of 2 hours that Sincere was talking to Soy. You finally pull her. Melanie, yes, you were being disrespectful, but I feel like Sincere is being more disrespectful to you. I agree with that. I don't know why you're giving him a chance. Boy, bye. He's lied to you to your face multiple times, and you have trust issues. You're like, oh, I'm gonna trust you. Don't give him any more. Let him go. And I don't get why at the end of your conversation you're like, oh, I'll give you one chance. You let him carry you? Don't carry me. Don't touch me. And why are you like, yeah, I got my man back? No, you don't have your man back. Your man is still balancing both you and Soy and lying to you both. You don't have your man back. Why are you doing that? Why? Why are you doing that?
He's not your man.
Sincere likes to juggle women and likes to use women as analogies, either as like animals or Christmas presents and stuff like that. I hate Sincere. Okay, I talked about the Bryce, Zach. Oh yeah, because of what Bryce did, he made his friendship with Zach awkward. So good job for you. He made the situation with him and Trinity awkward. Good job for that. So Trinity, next bombshell, leave Bryce, because he doesn't deserve you at all. That's why when the question at the pie game thing, where they were like, and it was the girl side, and they were like, what guy would sleep with your girl? I was like, Bryce, because he would do that. Because even though he asked Zach, I think he would do that. Because he's trying to do, not sleep, but he was trying to take Kata. So I wanted him to be pie for that. Okay, I talked about everything that I wrote down. I think the last thing I'm going to say is I am not happy with you, like I said before, with you guys at all. You guys did a terrible job of picking Jen to be with Gabe. It should have been Corbin or at least Zach. I hope you guys that voted that way are happy. What I've seen with the polls is a lot of people regretting that choice. And I'm like, yes, you should regret it because, like, what the hell? I would love if we could put, like, Beatrice back as a bombshell, and if Gabe is still here for Castlemore, that would be great. If things don't work out for Gabe and he's still there, if he goes home, I hope Beatrice and Gabe end up together because they're a cute couple. But overall, that's all I have for you guys today. If there's anything else that comes to my mind in the next couple episodes, then I'll talk about that. But that's all I have for you guys. I'm more calm than I was yesterday. But like I said, I loved the ending conversations with Beatrice and Gabrielle. They talked in Spanish. They thanked each other for the process that they have with each other. I love how Gabrielle treated Beatrice like a normal human being and didn't other her or treated her differently because she had a disability. I love that. And what I'll say, the last part before I end this is, if you do ever date someone with a physical disability, mental disability, treat them like they don't have one. If they need help, they will tell you they need help. And even if you're not dating someone with a disability, if you're helping someone or you see someone with a disability, unless they ask for help or accommodations or assistance of any kind, let them be. Let them do their thing because they probably know how to do it. If they don't know how to do it, that's where they'll come and be like, hi, Miss, Sir, or read your name tag and say, hi, Jeffrey, hi, Susie, can you help me? Don't automatically come and be like, help, because 9 out of 10 times they know how to do it. They know how
to do things. And like I said, I love Beatrice, her humor, how she was straightforward. I saw her kind soul and how she didn't let her disability define her. And I think she did a great job as a representation of people with disabilities. I hope future seasons they add more people with disabilities. And I'm hoping a lot of people, you guys didn't separate them because she had a disability. Because I saw before that a lot of people were like, oh, I'm going to vote her off because she has a disability. People are going to treat her with special treatment. And no one did treat her with special treatment or anything like that. So everybody deserves love. If you have a disability, if you do not, whatever. Everybody deserves love. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.